anything. But hindsight, you know, is pretty good. And I begin to see for the first time the string that pulled me along with Baba. But I didn't know it. I was very stubborn and I wasn't going to fall for any teachers. And it started, but we started chronologically was in the year, I don't remember the exact year, but it must have been before 49, maybe a year before that. And I had just left the Vedanta Society where I had been for 2 years. I had renounced the world, not going to be very spiritual and so forth. But things turned out that I left it. And I was very angry at the spiritual path, teachers. I was finished. I was going to be very cynical and go back to my old life. And I walked up the mountain from in La Crescenta, which is near Hollywood. And I went to the other Vedanta Center, which was much more, for some reason, much more agreeable. And I was trying to find a place to live. I wasn't going to search anymore. And I wanted to do some writing. And they said, well, you could stay here, but you can't use your typewriter because you make noise. But there's a funny place along the road, about 2 miles along. They have some teacher from India, and we don't know what his name is. And well, the woman's name is Jean something, and the man's name is Alexander something. We don't know who they are. Now, they may have some cottages. That was the New Life Center. When I got there, I found out. The very first place that Baba had in the West. Now, why did I leave the Vedanta in great anger and get recommended to go to this other queer place, which is Mayor Baba's? Don't ask me. When I got there, I didn't like the people. And they said, oh, we have an English, we have a spiritual teacher from India, too. His name is Mayor Baba. And I thought, oh, well, who cares about your Mayor Baba? And I was very annoyed with him. I said, look, I came here for a cottage. I'm not interested in your teachers. So they let me have a cottage. And I stayed there for a while, and I lived up in the hill. They had a cottage up in the hill. I'd have a basket with food. They'd come down, get food, and go back. Had no contact with them at all. And every time I'd see Jean Adriel, she'd start talking about Baba, and I got more and more annoyed. And one day, she said, oh, my dear, I'm a writer, too, you know. She said, would you read this script? And I thought, oh, these boring people who are always handing out their, you know, something that they've written. So I thought, well, I'll work late and then I'll read it quickly and take it down in the morning. So it happened to be the original text of the Avatar. And the first half of the book was all about Jean Adriel and how the birds fed them and all that sort of nonsense. Then towards the last half, I suddenly my attention. I thought, this is funny. She was talking about this weird teacher called Mayor Baba. And all the things that he did, and I said, it's unbelievable. And I got more and more excited. I read, and I finished it that night. And I'm like, he sounds for real. And I dashed down the hill, and Gene was still in bed. And I had this in my head. I said, hey, Gene, is this guy for real? Is this Mayor Baba for real? This person you're talking about, has he done all these things? And I was really irritated with it. She said, yes, my dear. And what are you waiting for? Why don't you get a photo? What are you waiting for? Now, why didn't I do that? I still hadn't met him. And I didn't like her. But I said, well, what are you waiting for? So anyway, she said, well, would you edit it? And I said, on one condition, you give me a red pencil, I can X on all the terminology, the sloppy terminology you use. I said, nobody will buy it. The first part of it. So, oh, yes. So finally, from then on, she liked me, of course. And then I still wasn't too keen about her, but time went on, and then Jean said that Mayor Baba had written from India, find a place at least 2 hours away from a big city. And so I didn't pay any attention, but she said, we're going out for a drive this afternoon looking for a place. Would you like to come? Well, it was a hot day, so I thought I'll go with them. And every time they'd see a lovely place, they'd say, oh, there's Baba's place. Yeah, we drove along about 2 hours out of Los Angeles along the 150 highway into the Upper Ojai, and from there down into town to leave a little girl in the school. And as we were going along, we looked up, and here was this, on the top of this mountain, this range, the very top of the mountain range, there was this like a crown, trees and light shining. So we said, well, there's a place for Baba, jokingly. So we went to town, and on our way back, they said, let's drive up and see what it's like. It was in those days, just a one horse, just a very narrow wood, dirt road, 3 miles up, but we crawled along. We thought it was about 20 miles. Finally, there was a road turning to the left. We turned in, and there was a big wooden gate. We said, "You sure this is the place?" And everybody said, "Well, maybe, maybe not." So we saw the what's now the Baba house, the corner of the cottage. And Jean said, "No, that's not enough, because Baba's going to send 6 mandali over to live. I don't know if it's true or not, but anyway, they're going to stay here for a while. We have to have a lot of buildings." So I said, "Now, why did I do it? I went for the ride. I wasn't interested in finding for Mayor Bob or anybody else." And I jumped the gate, and they said, "You can't do that. You're trespassing." I said, "I don't care." And they said, "Well, there aren't any buildings. It's a waste of time." I said, "Now, behind that, there'll be another building. Behind that, there'll be plenty of buildings." Now, why did I say that? I'm not psychic. I'm not a cult. I just said it jokingly. So I rushed up the hill, and I looked into the windows, and they're beautifully furnished, and a two-bedroom little house. And I thought, and I walked around, and there was another house, a bigger house. I thought, "Oh, more buildings." Then I looked around through the windows there, and beautifully furnished again, went around the other one, another building. And I was more astonished than anyone. So I went to the top of the road, and I said, "Hey, come on, everybody, there are a lot of buildings here." So they climbed the fence. They came in, and they sat. There was a beautiful orchard and a vineyard. Everything was a landscape.
Who do you mean by they?
The rest of the people that belonged, that had been let, that remained in the Baba group.
No, but Jean
and Alexander split. He went to New York with a play, and they were mad at each other.
Alexander
Markey, yeah.
Oh,
they decided to not carry on with the New Life Center anymore. Mm. Or she was going to, and he wasn't. Mm. I didn't know what the details were, and I didn't particularly care. I just went for the ride. Mm. So anyway, they were planning to sell the New Life Center and buy another place. And the New Life Center had 500 acres. It was a very beautiful property. But they said, "This place is so elaborate that we can't afford it." So we went back to L.A., Hollywood. Now, why did I make them do it? I said, "Call up the owner." They had the owner's name. She lived in Bel Air, where all the millionaires live. They said, "We'll never be able to afford it." So I said, "Won't cost you anything. Get on the phone and find out." Now, why was I insisting the whole time? I was responsible for the whole thing from the very beginning. And so they called and got the price, found out that the woman was a millionaire, and we talked to her business manager. And the woman said, "Well, how did you know that we were planning to sell? We haven't announced it." And Jean said, "Oh, well, you know, we were led to it." And she always, she always had to have something very interesting. So anyway, the woman quoted the price, and they thought, "Well, I guess we can handle it after they sell the New Life Center." So once again, I didn't plan to go, but Jean said, "Oh, won't you come with us?" I said, "Why?" I said, "I'm not committed to your Mayor Baba." And I said, "I'm not going to live your life." She said, "Well, would you come anyway?" I said, "If I can be the outdoors man, and I don't have to commit myself, I just work around outdoors." I didn't know anything about farming at that time, but I said, she said, "All right."
But this beautiful place you saw is what, Maremont?
That's what is now Maremont.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first one to move in, and we moved. I lived there while they were moving the stuff up. Before the year, and I was there not being involved in any of their meetings I tried to stay away from everything. I was just doing my own work, my own writing and outdoor work. Then Jean one day announced that she was going to India, and she was going to stay there forever.
No, but how did you get this from New Life Center? How did you come to Maremont?
Well, just by...
Departed with the property?
They just made a down payment. They hadn't sold the New Life Center yet.
No.
No. Mm. But they transferred the non-profit of New Life Center to Maremont Incorporated.
Well, I see.
But they put down a down payment of $5,000 or $10,000, whatever it was, and they were going to pay so much a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but they hadn't sold the property, so they still were just having difficulty. So Jean got kind of bored, with when it comes to anything serious. So she said, "I decided that I'm going to give up all of this, and I'm going to India." And she said, "I have a letter from Baba that I can come." And then she started to laugh. She said, "I put one over on him. I told him some time ago that I wanted to come. He said, 'No, you're not to come.'" And so she said, "I told him that if you don't let me come, I'm going to leave the body." In other words, she's going to commit suicide. So he finally told me to come.
Mm.
And one of the men who'd been with Baba for some time said, "Oh, she's asking for trouble. Oh, boy, she's asking for trouble." Because Jean was bragging. She'd put something over on Baba and forced him to consent for her to go. So she said she was going to go to India and spend the rest of her life there, and she was going to die in India. So she packed up all her things and left and told everybody else to go. And she asked me to stay. I said, why me? I don't belong here. Why don't you ask one of the Baba people? No, I'm asking them to leave. I want you to stay. So she said, until I get to India, find out what Baba wants. I said, okay, that'll be a month or so. So I said, okay. And she arrived in India, and the next thing I knew, what happened? She was back in the United States. She did not tell us at the time that Baba told her never to come to Marymount again. And
just a minute.
Shall I make
just a minute. Have a little.
Should you remember? 48. What's it say? It was before Myrtle Beach was started, and,
yes,
and before Marymount was. When did Myrtle Beach get started? In 49?
52.
Oh, 52.
Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah. Yeah. Well, New Life Center, you know, started. I don't know when that started, but that must have been 47 or something. 46. I don't know. Do you remember?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Then she came the first time to India in
37. Well, this must have been later then. When she went from Marymount, were you here in 46, 47?
Yes.
Do you remember when Jean came for that short
day? Yes, she came with Delia. But she came with Delia. 48.
And she didn't stay very long. How long did she stay?
2-3 months.
2 months.
3 months.
Yeah. And I didn't know when she was back, because she went to Hollywood. And then she suddenly turned up at Marymount. And the woman who was acting as her secretary said that Baba told her never to come back to Marymount. So anyway.
Agnes, I was wondering if it was called Marymount from when you first bought the property, where the name came from.
Well, we just decided on it when we got it.
When you first bought it?
When we first bought it, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.